Hey everyone and welcome. I'm Jen Lee with Women for Hire and we're here today with Debbie Lowndes, owner of Nicta Services, a company that leverages the Arise Virtual Solutions platform to provide customer support solutions to some very well-known organizations. Hey Debbie, welcome. It's so nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be involved in this.
Yeah. So, Debbie, let's go ahead and just get started. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where are you from and a little bit about your career background.
Well, I'm from the U.S. My family is originally from Jamaica. I was raised in Toronto, Canada. I've been in the United States since 1977 when my family decided to move down to Miami, Florida. I've been here ever since, so this is my home.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Prior to being an independent business owner, I worked for a major all-inclusive resort chain based in the Caribbean as a senior purchasing agent. I did that for about 14 years, and at which point I decided to stay at home with my kids, raise them, and have a more flexible work-life balance. That's when I decided to start my own call center business and partner with Arise. That was 2004.
Oh, my goodness. So you've been doing this for quite some time. So I hear you saying you wanted to spend some quality time with your family and find a greater work-life balance. Is that how you decided to start your own mini call center as opposed to just trying something else?
Well, actually, the concept was introduced to me by a girlfriend whose company had been working with Willow, which I believe is Arise's predecessor.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced me to it in 1996 when my son was about 6 months old, but I didn't actually make the move at that point. I wasn't really ready. When I finally became ready to become a business owner, I reconsidered the call center business, and the structure made sense to me.
And so then Nicta Services is a different sort of name for a mini call center business. How did you decide upon that?
Well, as I mentioned, I wanted to be home with my kids and to be involved in their school. So the name of my business is actually a combination of my two kids' names, Nick and Taryn.
Oh.
Since this was done because of them, I figured I'd name my company after them. That's how I got the name Nicta Services.
Well, you know, when you own your own company, you get to make those big decisions, right?
Exactly.
So what's it like to be your own boss and to work for yourself?
Being my own business owner gives me my independence. I don't answer to anybody but myself, and I can be pretty demanding. It makes me grow as a woman and as a business owner. But ultimately, being my own boss and working for myself makes me feel empowered. It makes me feel that I can do anything.
I love it. So has owning your own business met your expectations?
No, it's exceeded my expectations. Running my own business has given me the capability to set my own hours, come and go as I please. It's also given me the time that I need to raise my children.
And has being a small business owner benefited your family life as well?
Yes, definitely. It has benefited my kids the most. It's given them all of me, basically. If they have a sporting event, I have the capacity to schedule my time to be there or to meet their teachers or to watch their school plays. I would tell other mothers specifically that it gives you the opportunity to raise your children.
And isn't that a blessing for everyone, right?
Oh,
so if you don't mind me, if you don't mind me asking, how has this impacted your financial freedom?
No, I don't mind you asking at all. I'm happy to say that I've been able to meet my financial goals because it's all up to me. I work for myself, so I get as much out of it as I put in. If I want, I can hire other agents to work for my company.
So what are you able to do now that you weren't able to do before becoming a business owner?
I'm able to schedule my own hours and figure out when I can and can't work. It gives me the flexibility to do other things, embark in other activities, hobbies, you know. If I were working for someone else, they're not as flexible.
Right, you're on their time, not your time. So I'm curious, what are some of those hobbies? I mean, what do you enjoy doing that you might not have had the time or flexibility to do before you started your own call center company by partnering with Arise?
I like to work out, and I find the best time to do that is in the morning when everybody else is at work. Or if I want to go and spend some time with a friend, have coffee in the morning with them, go to the beach for a few hours, it gives me all the flexibility I need and still make a living. I have to say, I've been thinking about going back to school in the near future. The fact that I can even think about that and not worry if I can balance it all is pretty amazing within itself.
Absolutely. So what does the Arise platform offer your company?
Well, a call center business needs a lot of technology that most small businesses cannot afford. So using the Arise platform allows my company to provide contact center services without a huge upfront investment in telephonic systems. I basically just rent Arise's systems.
Okay, now that is definitely a great advantage. I understand your company provides services to some Fortune 500 companies. That's pretty impressive. What's it like working with such notable organizations using the Arise platform, from your own home on your own schedule?
Oh, it's exciting. And it's also great to provide customer service assistance to people who really need help. Providing that white glove service is incredibly satisfying to me. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like I'm helping people. And I truly pride myself on providing that white glove service, which is what most of those Fortune 500 companies demand. I feel like I'm really making a difference.
I'm sure you are. I know when I call and I get good customer service, it makes a difference for me. So I'm sure lots of people are interested in knowing what specific clients your company services. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure too. But I can't give away specific details. But what I can tell you, I'm actively servicing a roadside assistance program. I have also had experience in servicing a major cruise line, a major airline, and the world's most recognized destination resort.
Oh my goodness, now I have to guess all these things. So what would you say to others considering starting a home-based mini call center?
If I can do it, anyone can do it. But it's true, you just have to take that first step, know what you want, set your goals, and go for it.
I love it. A simple process. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, the only other thing that I would say is that I'm proud that I raised my children well while building my own small business and that I did it for me.
Oh my goodness, that's so great. So such a great opportunity for everyone out there. And for anyone in our audience interested in learning more about starting a call center business and using the Arise platform to connect with Fortune 500 and other great clients, all you need to do is visit ariseworkfromhome.com today. That's ariseworkfromhome.com. And Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story and your successes.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me again.
Take care.
Bye-bye.